You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This particular note comes from... dig it back up here. I was looking around. I was already checking out the text. This comes from Charity. And she says, need the boys to settle this once and for all. When you're dating someone and you're out somewhere with them, is it okay to check out another person? You know, just looking. And then, Jeremy, I love what Charity does here. She goes, I won't say which of us is doing this, but me and the guy I'm dating do not see eye to eye on this. One of us says you should never look at other people while you're out together. And one of us says it's normal and that it's silly to think people won't do that. We've agreed to see what you boys think and your listeners.
All right, then.
I love that Charity didn't tell us who it is that's doing it. Because that might influence the way people vote on this, right?
Like possibly.
People might line up on a gender side here.
Right.
So we don't know which one is doing it, but when they're out together, one of them is eyeballing other people.
Taking a little peek. I think it's probably normal. I mean, you can't gawk is the thing, and you got to do the sunglasses trick, right? Just keep your shades on, and then nobody knows what you're looking at. But I would imagine it's probably fairly normal. I will tell you that I was busted last week when we were in California, and we were walking from the hotel to Disneyland, and there was a young lady in front of us that had some rather revealing shorts on, and I was walking ahead of everybody, and I noticed, and then I turned around to act like to see where the rest of the family was, but I did a quick glance over to shorts lady, and Knickknack was like, oh, what, you just had to turn around and get a front look as well? She totally called me out on it, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, and I had a big smile on my face. So I think it's normal. I mean, you're not acting on it. You're just looking.
Well, there's the old line, right? You can look at the menu, you just can't order. What are some of the other old sayings and stuff like that? Yeah. Then there's the issue, and I'm wondering, when people call and or text on this particular issue from Charity, I'm wondering if somebody is going to mention the whole issue of, are you secure enough that it doesn't bother you if your partner is looking at other people?
Right.
Because we've definitely heard that before. I'm just wondering where our listeners come down on this.
I think it probably falls more on a respect thing. Is it, it's just generally respectful to check somebody's butt out when you're with your significant other. Probably not. Probably not a good idea. Wait until they're not around to look at booties.
Here's our phone number, and you can also use it to text in. Charity wants to know which side you would take on this. That it's okay and absolutely normal because that's just the way we've evolved? Or is it rude and insensitive to your partner to be checking out other people? Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We're going to jump into a break. Let's take one call. Before we go to break, just to kind of prime the pump here, here's Kathy. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you think?
Well, I was just going to say you can be married, not dead. You just, it's like people will have a tendency just to look. And it's okay to look. You just don't want to gawk or, have extended, stares or
That's what I'm
like
saying.
That.
Or even, say anything out loud, like, damn, you can't do that. That's not nice.
No, absolutely.
But at the end of the day.
So you're saying that it's up to a point.
You're going to look.
So you're saying a glance is okay, an extended, there's a certain amount of time you can glance for 2 seconds. And then you got to pull your eyes away. Is that it?
Well, I don't know about 2 seconds. I don't know what time limit's on that. But it's just, people are going to look at other people. And if you see somebody that's, a beautiful person or, then, and they're very attractive, it's I don't think there's anything wrong with looking at that.
Right, you're going to look.
You know, exactly.
You're not going to turn your eye. You're not going to turn away and go, ugh, I'm not going to look at that. Ugh. No, you're going to look. It's like seeing a nice car drive by. You're like, oh, dang, that's pretty good looking.
Kathy, I'm so glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. Do you want to take one more real quick?
Let's
one
do
more,
it.
And then we got to get to break, and then we'll take the rest out of the break. Ari, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. So I definitely think there's parameters around it. If you guys are just looking and not communicating, then that's a problem. But also when it gets to the, like, the person commenting on other people in front of you, even if it's not to them but to you, that becomes a problem. So just good communication skills.
I feel like, though, like, if you're in a new relationship or you're just dating somebody, you can... you can look but not say anything. But like when I've been married and with my wife together now for almost 20 years, I think we would say something to each other, you know, mm-hmm. like, did you see that person? Or, I mean, she called me out and we just laugh about it and move on, you know?
Yeah. I think, Ari, thank you for that call.
Depends on how long you've been together with somebody.
There was a relationship I was in many years ago where it became a game for us to call out people for the other person.
Sure.
In other words, we would be out together and some really hunky, hot, you know, guy would walk by and I would say, hey, what do you think of that one? You know, this, and she would do the same. I mean, it would became a game for us to point out the hot people for the other person.
That's a weird game, man.
It was hilarious. It was really funny. It almost became a competition.
Like, and then she left me. No.
I pointed one out. She said, all right, I'll take
all
that.
All right,
one.
That'll work.
I will order from the menu. So the text line is blowing up today. Lori out of Littleton said, I would worry if they didn't do anything around me, and then when I'm not around, they do it.
Oh, okay.
In other words, they're not being open about it. They're not looking at other people when she's there. But when she's not around, she finds out that they're just
looking.
Like going crazy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Fair enough.
Along the human nature line, I do like this from Robin. She says, it's human nature to look at people no matter what they look like. I look at good looking people, but I also stare at the weirdos too. That's such a great point. Yeah,
that's
looking
true,
at the weirdos too.
I mean, if you want to really get down to it. I mean, we are animals, and we like to think that we're so evolved and everything, but we're still part of nature. We're animals,
yes,
and what happens
are.
In nature, animals will try to catch the attention, and they succeed at it. So, I don't know. Tim wrote in. He goes, whichever one has a problem with it has self-esteem issues.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't want to put a blanket analysis like that.
It's easy
that
to fall back
everybody.
On that. I like Brad's. He says it's perfectly fine to look, just as long as you do it tastefully. Don't say anything or lick your lips while doing it.
Right. Good rule of thumb, Brad.
Thanks, Brad. Good point.
Denise, my husband and I have been married for 6 years. There's been a couple of times we both have noticed an attractive person. So like Dom, we made this a game and point out certain people for each other. Nothing wrong with it as long as you both are secure with each other. Sure.
Okay.
And that's the thing. I mean, if you turn it into something kind of funny and you point it out to each other.
Yeah.
You're kind of
diffusing. Then you can both kind of get away with it, you know?
It's like you're talking about your trick of wearing sunglasses so that Nicole doesn't catch you doing it.
Yeah.
It's that might be problematic. But if you guys are just open about it, like, hey, check that out.
He's hot. Scott gave us a solid dad line here. He says, window shopping with no intent to purchase doesn't affect your credit score in the slightest.
Oh my God, where did he read that?
What t-shirt did he see that on, you know?
Luckily, my wife and I are able to look together. Sometimes she'll point out a looker before I even notice.
Hey.
See, that's Caleb. You know, and that's a really good point, too, is that sometimes it's almost like your partner can be your wingman.
Right.
And point him
You're
out.
Like, good find.